And it's me, Maria, and this is Sisters with Sabers, the For Us, By Us podcast for black women who love Star Wars. We're back, bitch.
I'm mad that E.K. Johnson's book got pushed back. You know she's my emergency contact.
Oh my God, when I got that email, the way I was just, I just fell on the floor. I said no.
Right?
My book.
My faith would be no different than that of our people. Captain.
Your Highness.
Ready my ship.
Please, Your Majesty, stay here where it's safe.
It is clear to me now that the Republic no longer functions. I pray you will bring sanity and compassion back to the Senate.
My neck and my back. I'm like, damn. We can't have shit. Y'all won't let us have a goddamn thing.
I was excited to read that book this month. Oh my God.
Because they act so damn bad. They act up. The minute you mention Padme, she's dead. Oh, in the timeline. It's not important. Nigga, sit down. Okay?
Only because you just saw that once.
Yeah.
The movie.
Like, these books are the bomb. Shut up. No one's talking to
you. She's done more than what you thought she did.
Right?
She did a lot in Clone Wars.
Oh, hello.
But you don't watch that because Clone Wars is for kids.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
And then she has a book out. 3, as a matter of fact. And, oh, we don't want to read that. It's for women. It does not matter. Mm-hmm. There are importance and stuff of a timeline for Padme that is written in there that you need to learn and know about how she became of who she is.
Yeah, I enjoyed those cut scenes too from Revenge of the Sith with the Nabari stuff. Like, I thought that was cool because that was one of the things as a kid I always wanted to know is, like, where did she come from? Like, who are her parents? Are they royals too? You know, how did that all pop off? So I thought that stuff was really interesting to me. Just because as a kid, I want to know everything, you know. We'll see. Tune in next time on the next exciting episode of Sisters with Sabers.
Da, 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 da.
God, this is fun. I forgot how much fun this is.
Okay. Yo, fuck everything right now. Hello.
You got a wayfinder. You're with us. They made 2, right?
Huh?
What?
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 I don't know what you said.
It's like a euphemism. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a synonym.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I just didn't hear what you said. I wasn't asking what you. I didn't hear what you said.
No, that's
anyway,
cool.
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
everything sucks over here, technology wise. Hello.
Woo!
You could be worse.
Go back.
You could be me having to go on this dentist visit. Oh my God. Ugh.
I like going to the dentist. Why do people hate going to the dentist?
I feel like you probably trauma you've ever been to, just trauma, and they're just like, all right. Thank you for this piece of information.
Yep. Well, that's why I can't leave my OB, is because I don't want to have all those discussions with someone else.
Yeah.
And what happened here? And what about this? This is an odd mark. Like, yeah, let's talk about child molestation. How much time you got? Everybody get real uncomfortable and shut up. Yeah. So I don't like changing doctors.
Yeah,
I don't like explaining scars and how I am, where I am, and why I am, what I am. Because it's all very stressful.
My doctor when they ask me questions. I said I'm so rude to my doctor when they ask me questions. I'm like, why do you need to know? They're like, I'm supposed to be taking care of you. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forget. You're not like the cops or anything. Like,
you're like the opposite of me. That's funny. Well, they're going to find out anyway. With me, they're going to find out when they run the blood work or whatever anyway. So it's like, you know what? I'll just tell you what you want to know. And we can all go home. You can get the fuck up out my face.
I think my thing is I don't want to end up in like a grippy sock vacation. So I don't want to end up in a mental hospital. So when they start asking me questions, I'm like, excuse me, why do you need to know that?
Suspicious, yeah.
I like my home. I don't want to go.
Well, you're dealing with the government, so that makes sense. I don't put nothing past. But I enjoyed treatment. I miss treatment. Ah, treatment. I miss treatment. I could do another 90 days right now. I can do 90 days right now. You get that little juice pop. You go down there and you get your lunch on a tray. And you get your little dinner roll. And you get some steamed vegetables. And you get a little slice of meat that might be meatloaf or it might be sawdust. And then you put that ketchup packet on it. And then you get your little shape up. You get your little fruit pop. I could do that right now.
This is not making me want to go on a grippy socks vacation. This is not a good advertisement.
Look, I enjoyed treatment. I'm familiar with that. I'm like an old prison vet. Like, I don't have no problem doing time on a shelf. Like, I can do time like nobody's business. Like, you go to group therapy, like, I'm going to make everybody listen to me read out of my book. I'm going to read an extra long passage because I ain't got shit better to do. Like, okay, Maria, someone else needs to share. Like, no, they don't, nigga. I need to share.
I just do that to my internet friends. I open up a draft on TikTok and then I info dump about my trauma.
There you go.
And it's great.
Man, you blowing up on TikTok though.
Huh?
No.
Yeah.
Real high girl shit.
There's a lot of followers now, right?
Yeah.
Last I saw, you like famous now.
They're famous.
I'm not.
They be like, y'all know that person that be doing them cosplay. Yeah, I know who they talking about. You talking about that person named B? Yeah, they hot now. They hot.
Right?
They hot.
I almost fucked their mama one time.
Oh my God.
But I didn't.
No.
That's going to be my claim to fame.
From the podcast. It's time for me to go again.
That's going to be my claim to fame. I almost hit it. No, I'm teasing you. I don't want to run you away. I have your blanket. I'm using your blanket now.
Is it comfy?
It is. It's very soft.
I'm glad.
And I will put some Unstoppables in there. Shit is fire. Okay? Like, right now? Shit is fresh.
I need to wash my blanket.
Fresh and so clean.
This is my depression nest that I'm in.
Smell it. Smell it through phone, baby. You smell it through phone.
Oh, yes. It smells amazing. Woo!
That smells good.
We're so silly. We're making noises all on this blanket.
Right. Ain't recorded shit. Don't have.
And they're like, what the hell is going on?
Don't have shit to show.
What's going on with the sisters? They've been gone for a while. They come back. What is going on?
I just miss my friends. Listen, listener. All right? Fuck you.
If you don't like it, you can leave.
This ain't about you. This is about me and my friends. I miss my friends.
Oh, my God. Because
I didn't get a chance to see them for a while.
Yeah, someone was like, what is your podcast about? And I'm like, bitches. I don't fucking know.
Oh my God. I met someone who actually listens to the show at Liv's wedding.
Wow, really?
Yeah. This old white man named Bob. I'm like, what's happening, Bob? You my nigga, Bob. What's going on? I just made him hell of uncomfortable at the fucking event at the wedding.
If Maria didn't scare you away, Bob, from the podcast. Hi. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you sent us an email at some point, you know. We like those. We'll read them
off. We ain't had one in a while.
And, you know, it'll be great. Also, if you're older and you have a retirement plan and would like to send me funds and money, that's always a great thing, too. That's a way to support the podcast.
Ah. Yes, it is. You can support a sister right now. You can.
Me on everything.
For sure.
I'm like, hey. Send me money.
Oh my God. I'm fucking done. I will include your Ko-fi this week again.
No, don't. It's okay.
It's done. No. What up, Bob? Yeah, that was fun. I guess he used to work with Liv or was Liv's boss at one point in time. And so that was fun. I was like, man, you know, I never met a listener in a while before. Like, what's up with it? What'd it do?
That's cool. It's like, I couldn't imagine inviting any of my only one of my previous bosses could I ever imagine inviting to my wedding, you know? But yeah. That's only because that person was like basically a grandmother to me and hired me because, you know, family, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I couldn't imagine inviting any of, they must have a great relationship because I could not imagine inviting
my I think so.
To my wedding.
I think he was like her first like boss and like they had a real nice relationship. Anyway, that's he nice. Seemed cool. He seemed like good people. He was a good sport. He's like, you're funnier in real life. I'm like, am I?
Because you don't edit out you can't edit out all the excess.
The me. I can't edit the me.
Yeah.
Thank you, B. I was just about to say that.
Because sometimes I'll listen to the podcast and think about the certain conversation that get cut out. And it's, I just laugh. I'm like, they don't even know.
Yeah, they don't. They don't know the half. They think they know, but they have no idea. They don't really know.
Gosh.
They don't really, really know. Look, I work hard and I play hard too.
Real high girl shit.
I'm gonna have to edit that out. What are we talking about? Star Wars. Right.
Yes, that's what this
podcast is about. Push the space. Yeah, it is. You know, I think it's self-explanatory. You know, people are like, what's your podcast about? I'm like, it's about sisters. With sabers. Like, they like Star Wars. Lightsaber? It's self-explanatory what the show's about. Like, it's girlfriends plus Star Wars. You never seen that damn show? What's wrong with y'all? They just did another episode of Girlfriends. Like a reunion episode. Tracee Ellis Ross is the shit.
Yeah. I love her.
I like her.
That's the kind of energy I aspire to have when I'm older. Just like the eccentric. There is no gender-neutral version of aunt or uncle. There's grunkle, but I hate that. Anyway, I will never refer to myself as such. Mm. I will die before I do that. But, you know, I want to have that energy, you know? That auntie energy. That's just like the wild aunt that, like, goes on crazy trips.
Extravagance. Yeah.
Yes.
The extravagance of it all.
That is literally my dream. That's the aunt. That's the aunt. Look. My nieces and nephews. Oh, Auntie Portia's here. Look here. Mm-hmm. You get 50. You get 50. You get 50.
You handing out money.
Mom and daddy.
I'm sitting here with these damn kids trying to shake my wig out, flip it over, make it look new again. You come in here with all this goddamn money and make me feel like a hobo on the corner giving hand jobs for $5. And now I'm mad. Get out my house, bitch.
Here, Maria. I got you a Prada bag, babe.
Whatever, ho. Oh, I just lived my entire life in that scenario. Sorry. It's not a real scenario, but it felt real at the time.
Real hot girl shit.
Real hot girl shit. That's all it's gonna say. I love
you. I miss you too.
Should I send out you guys' Christmas stuff already? I got Ben's stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. What?
I got Ben. Don't tell Ben. Listener. Listener. Don't tell Ben. Listener. Don't tell Ben what I got him for Christmas. Knowing good and damn well Ben is the only other motherfucker listening to this.
Ben gonna be like.
Too important to listen to our podcast, right?
Oh my god.
Excited for next year.
Ooh. Speaking of which.
One moment, I gotta yawn. Hold on, let me go mute.
Okay.
Ew, don't be yawning in my face like that. You know how contagious them things are. How dare you? You is rude.
It's hard getting Ahsoka to go to sleep now. She don't want to go to sleep no more.
That baby said, fuck sleep.
Right?
I don't know who that is.
Right? She sleeps at weird times, too. Like, she'll pass out at, like, 4. I'm like, ain't bedtime. Like, and then she'll wake me up at 4:30 in the morning like, mommy, I'm a bird. I'm like, nigga, if you don't fly your ass out of this bedroom, wake me up out of my damn sleep. Mommy, I'm a bird. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Watch me fly. My precious.
That's random. Okay.
This is the podcast about Star Wars. Today we shall be talking about the trailer for the Book of Boba Fett.
Okay, tell me about it.
How tell you about it? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a book. And mm-hmm. there's the ex-bounty hunter, Boba
Fett. Why am I... Basically, things are happening underground. We're going underground now. We're not going to be, like, talking about, like, what is it? It's not going to be about what? I forgot. Jedi's... and all that stuff. It's not going to be about them. Yeah, it's about the bounty know. Hunters.
They always stick in their gambling and all that. Noses into every goddamn thing.
Well,
so you're not lying about that. They're like, what's drama? What this drama is? Let's put our noses in this.
Zero lies.
Oh, y'all
detected.
Got a war?
Like, mind your it's... motherfucking business.
Get your ass out of here. Mm-hmm. Get out. You're supposed to be on the sidelines.
For real. Sorry, this is not a Jedi slander podcast episode. This
yes,
is,
it is.
valid, but oh my gosh, no. Where was I? Okay, yeah, Boba Fett's like going back. I think he's on Tatooine. I'm pretty sure he's on Tatooine. From context clues. And he's like, I'm not a bounty hunter no more. And he's like, look at this mess Jabba left. Look at this mess. I gotta clean up his motherfucking mess. Like, listen. Like, who... Like,
you mean like a snail trail?
Huh? What did you say?
You mean like a snail trail type of mess?
I don't...
What are we talking about?
Oh
what
my mess? God. Get out of here.
What are we talking about?
It took me a
about?
While to get what you're trying to say. I was like, what the... Is this a euphemism for something?
I don't understand
about?
What's happening.
No, he left a political mess behind. In the vacuum of power that he left behind.
He trying to run a cartel?
Yeah. I'm assuming that he's, like, gonna take over whatever Jabba's operation was and, like, make it, like, not so
gambling,
shady,
right?
Like, morally.
The Hutts are gangsters. Ain't that what they said in episode one? Is that the Hutts were rolling through all the gambling, so... Wouldn't it make sense that he was taking over a gambling cartel instead of, like,
well, I feel like he's gonna be, like, again, like, I just think it's more, like, in the sense, I don't know, of course, I have not watched the show, it's not out, it's just, we're all speculating here, but I feel like, given, because, like, I feel like they're also using a lot of, like, EU content and bringing it into the main stuff, and EU Boba Fett was, like, he had a code of honor, and he was kind of, like, I don't know, he was an interesting figure in the EU, and I feel like if he came there to take over from Jabba, it would just be like, I'm in control now. And he'll probably be working towards dismantling whatever corrupt systems like Jabba had in place. Because like he says, like, I'm not a bounty hunter at the beginning of like the trailer. Right? Something along the lines. I think that's him who says that. I'm not a bounty hunter. So I feel like he's, like, leaving.
Bless you.
Okay, sorry about that. Someone must be talking about me. Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know. That's what I feel. That's what I, like, my thought process was, that he's just, like, trying to clean up whatever mess Jabba left behind. But I'm interested in to see why he decided to do that. Like, of all the things that you could have done...
Yeah,
that's what you decided to go do afterwards. There has
wouldn't
to be
he want
some
the? Why wouldn't he want to go after Solo? Because Solo's the one that put him in the pit.
I feel like he probably doesn't have personal beef with Han Solo. Like, I feel like he, at this point, especially after the events of The Mandalorian, I think he's like, yeah, I deserve that. You know, that's the kind of thing. Like, I feel like he would be like, yeah, I get why I got thrown into a pit. Like, I feel like he's like, yeah, I'm not, what am I gonna, it would be tense if him and Han ever met again, but I don't think he has any, like, personal beef with Han Solo. He's like, yeah, you know, I got you frozen in carbonite, like, me getting kicked into a Sarlacc pit, like, you know, valid, you know, like,
yeah.
At least that's the vibes I get from Boba Fett, but I'm only a very recent Boba Fett fan. I am... You know, mm-hmm. what some would call a fake fan, because I didn't start loving him until The Mandalorian. Before then, I was like, I don't care about this character.
I think we
like,
lost him.
Like, no. His episodes in The Clone Wars were like, oh, that's kind of sad. And that was about it. But then after The Mandalorian, I really liked this character, and I went back and rewatched all the stuff with him in it, and I was like,
I have a new appreciation for this character that I didn't have before. Because before, I really didn't give a fuck about him.
Same. I'm excited that they brought back Tamar Morrison.
Yeah.
I'm not a Boba Fett person either, but I'm so happy to see non-white folks legitimized and canonized again in Star Wars, because it would be really easy to just put someone else in that suit, but they went back and they got Tamar, and I'm really grateful for that. I think it's going to be an interesting show. It doesn't speak to me, but maybe there's something I'm not seeing. A lot of times there's something on the board that I can't see. You know, I think it'd be cool to, I don't know. This is just me speculating. I'm sure they're not going to go this way, but I do like seeing Fennec Shand in the mix too. Like another woman of color doing her thizzle out there. My goodness. Them pants don't need shit else. Pants are just good. And pants is ready to go. I'm like, God damn, pants. Come on, pants. Shit. Anyways, I don't know. I thought maybe he would want to, I don't know, ransom the Solo boy for money or something. That would be cool to see, like, little Ben get abducted or get shot on the way to being abducted. Like, maybe that's how Boba ends. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he's going to go back for Solo because you made a really good point, B. And also, like, continuity and timeline. How do you do that? But it could be a fun little story. Something to sort of tie all that together. You know? Since they're probably not going to do a Han Solo, a Solo 2. I thought that would be dope.
I should get on with that.
Right?
Because, like, that movie there, I did not expect it to be that good. And it doesn't get the hype it deserves either.
Right? I think Solo is just so good. Not even that, like, the music for Solo is so good.
Oh, definitely.
It's really good. I never knew that Solo didn't have his own theme. And John Williams wrote that for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Like, the Cloud Rider music. Tell me that the Cloud Rider music isn't some of the fucking best Star Wars, like, background music you've heard since March of the Resistance. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't say it. Because it's not true. You know? Like, shit. That's why we can't have nothing nice at all. Yeah, I enjoyed Solo. I love you, Enfys Nest. I know you're out there somewhere. I just want to take a minute to tell you I love you.
Let them know. Let them know.
That's it. Keep putting that coconut oil in that hair. It's working.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yes. In the middle of the desert, just shitting on people with that mask off. I'm like, okay. Mm. Come on, that, texture.
The revealing for that was awesome. It was perfection. Actually, like, I was not expecting. I'm like, wait, what? I'm thinking it was going to be like an alien or something, or like a man under, but it's...
It was nice. It was a nice surprise. It was very refreshing. I felt the same way about the duel in Star Wars Visions. Like, to find out it was a sister, I'm like, wow, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, we in this bitch? Like, that was dope. I liked it. Hey.
Hey, boo.
How you?
I'm so done right now. I want to fling myself off a cliff.
Don't.
Don't you say that.
First, we need to know what you thought about Star Wars Visions. Go.
Maybe if I act like I'm frozen, I don't have to answer that question. I only saw the first episode, y'all.
God damn it, B.
You are the Winkest Link. Goodbye.
We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
We were all rooting for you. That was Kaisa. For you specifically.
Kaisa, I've been depressed. Let me live. Why do you think I haven't been talking about, like, anything on my timeline? It's because I don't know anything. I've not been keeping up with anything. I haven't watched any of the Marvel shows. I've been just pretending and absorbing information through osmosis. I'm a scammer, a con artist, a fraud. I don't know anything. I've been
I knew it. Fraud. I called it.
A liar. This is my confessional.
That's like that audio.
Huh?
It's been fake all along. Of course they were fake.
Exactly.
I love it. We're like a year into the podcast and now this plot twist comes out.
Oh my goodness. I'm not going to admit to what things I have and haven't consumed, but there's a lot of things that I have never watched. I'm just very good at taking a few bits of information and extending it out and extrapolating, and then people are like, oh my goodness, you understand the story so well, you're so you're such a deep understanding of the story. And I'm like, I have never laid my eyes on this material. I've never read it, never watched it. This happens all there's so Ooh. Many things there's I'm not gonna tell you which ones, but there's so many things that, like, and I just pretend. Star Wars is not one of those things. I mean, there are some pieces of Star Wars media that I can pretend and fake the funk because I live on Wikipedia. But, yeah.
Those Poe Dameron books were hard to get through.
Yeah, I haven't read the Poe Dameron books, I'm going to be honest.
Comic books. I don't read all the comic books. I read the one from Queen Shadow. The Vader that crossed over with that. Because they started talking about Padme. Like,
not all pieces of Star Wars are meant for everyone. I don't like those people who can consume every piece of media out of Star Wars and just like love it all, and I'm like, how
suspect.
I don't understand. Huh?
It's suspect to me
when
you are like an aggressively positive, like, and it's cool if you're positive about something, that's great. But I'm talking about when I say I don't like the newest Her Universe hat and you run up in my fucking timeline to tell me how awful of a person I am because I don't like the fucking hat. Like, that makes you a dick.
Yeah, go away. Like,
that's what that makes you. Doesn't make you anyone's hero. You're not positivity captain of the year. You're not a hero. You're not Captain America. You're just a dick.
They like, oh my goodness. Yeah, I have so many feelings that just got drawn up in me. This is why I kind of took a hiatus. Cause, like, I can't, like, deal. Like whenever, like, I criticize, like, Star Wars, which I think, you know, any piece of media that if you want to be better, you should criticize. I don't talk about shit that I don't like. So if I don't like it, I wouldn't be talking about it. I clearly like it, which is why I talk about it all the goddamn time. Like, do you think this podcast is a joke? Like, hello, I would not waste my time if I didn't like Star Wars talking about it. Some people are like, oh, if you don't like this, just leave the fandom. And I'm like, every time someone tells me to just leave the fandom, I spite stay on for 2 more years. Y'all bitches got me for 25 more. Y'all ain't getting rid of me.
I'm here all year.
Yeah. And it's not wrong to demand better of a organization, like a corporation. That exactly. willingly, like, absorbs my dollars.
Exactly. And, like, also, like, Star Wars has such, like, a major impact on pop culture. That,
it's
like,
a cultural language.
Exactly. Like, how they move throughout this space is important because it sets a precedent. Like Eternals. I went to go see Eternals this weekend. No spoilers, but if you haven't watched Eternals, please go watch it. I freaking loved it, but some people didn't like it, which is, I mean, guess that's valid. Not everyone.
Screw those people. I don't care. I haven't seen it yet, and I already have a feeling it's going to be good. It's just, I hate how it's being reviewed by white people.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no accounting for good taste. like, one of my friends was talking to me, he's like, I didn't like it, and I'm like, bestie, I told you you're allowed 3 bad opinions. You're 2 for 3 at this point. One more and you gotta go.
No, that's... You're out of here.
No, I literally say this. I'm like, I allow my friends 3 bad opinions, and that's all they get. Like, I can't. And people are like, oh, can't we have a difference of opinions? And I'm like, I mean, sure, but, like, some things that I just can't abide by. I'm sorry. Like, I just can't. Like, no. 3 bad opinions, and then you're out after that. Yeah. Yeah, and he was like, I didn't like it very much. And I was just like, why? He was like, it didn't feel like a Marvel movie. And I'm like, it's like rehashing the same argument that was like, oh, The Last Jedi is a good movie, but it's not a good Star Wars movie. You sound fucking stupid. I'm going to just say that. If you say that, you sound dumb. If you're like, Eternals is a good movie, but a bad Marvel movie, shut the fuck up. I'm just going to say that. I just have to say that out loud. My whole chest, you... This is a telemsis. This is my first telemsis in months. I need to do that. But yes, like, fam, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I need you to know that from the bottom of my heart. But yeah. Anyway, the purpose of me bringing up Eternals was not for that. but the purpose of me bringing up Eternals is, like, it's so diverse and it's, like, setting a precedent. Like, Makari's character, she's a deaf character. She's a Marvel's first Star Wars character. And, like, the inquiries for people to teach sign language in schools has shot up since this movie has come out. Because now they're seeing a superhero learn sign language. And they're like, oh, that's cool. I want to learn how to do that. And that's so majorly important. Like, I know, like, some schools still teach kids cursive. And I was like, I am so of the belief that... schools should be teaching sign language of that region in replacement of cursive classes. Because what the fuck do they need to learn cursive for? They have computers. Like, there's so many other options right now than cursive that are infinitely better for shorthand, right? Cursive that are infinitely better for shorthand, right? I think that's so important. Everyone should be able to know at least a little bit of sign language. I'm actually teaching myself sign language right now because... I think it's important. I struggle with self-teaching, but I'm trying.
Yeah, because, like, just today I had a customer that came in my line. So, you know, I had my mask on and everything. I spoke to her and she said something and I was like, oh, man. Like, I felt bad because I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, she's deaf. I don't know anything. So I ended up pulling my mask down and she told me she could read my lips, but still I felt bad. And I'm just like, I wish I knew or remembered because I knew a little bit of how to say a few things in the, to sign a few things in the sign language. And I just felt so guilty. I just felt bad. But she was nice enough to, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's important. Like, I don't understand. Because, like, I've seen so many videos of these people get denied service through drive-thrus or just period, just regardless anywhere. They get denied it just because they don't, you know sign language. It doesn't fucking matter. That is a customer. Serve that person. They gave you a fucking list of what they wanted. It's just as simple as going in the back or whatever, doing your job and just giving it to them. It's not that fucking hard. But sign language should be something that should be an important subject in school, starting from kindergarten all the way up. It shouldn't be, oh, you have this option of taking this. No, it should be something important. Like everybody forced me, telling me, you have to take Spanish in order to graduate. Mm. And look at me now. Spanish is completely gone from my thoughts. I didn't need that shit. I mean, I did, but still...
Look, yeah, Oscar Isaac speak English, right? So I don't need that to holler. Like, I'm good. I can get in. I can do it.
Yeah, it's like a lot of what I learned was like, oh, when I took Spanish, like, oh, Spanish is like increasingly becoming like one of the more popular languages and like becoming a English-Spanish translator is becoming a more popular job. And I'm like, why would I actively take jobs away from native Spanish speakers who can speak both languages infinitely better than I can? That's such a stupid thing. Like,
right.
You should learn this language because it's becoming more and more important. And I'm like, how about, like, not, like, I do think, like, if you I think, like, I like how, like, in Europe, people know multiple languages because they're more, like, of a melting pot than America likes to pretend they are. And, like, that's how they're raised. They're raised with, a secondary language. But, like, in America, we teach, like, a secondary language as, like, this spicy little thing that kids have to take as an elective. And it's, like, so stupid and, like, detracts from the point of those classes. Like, there are some school systems that take learning a secondary language seriously to the point where, like, people will actually retain what they learn. But most school systems do not have a good secondary language program. And it's just a waste of space. And forcing kids to have that as a graduation requirement when the school is not adequately putting enough resources into their secondary education, it's an insult to those languages
and the people and their cultures. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I'm very passionate about this, but it pissed me off.
No, you're right. I had a similar argument when it was time for me to take Spanish, and so I got to opt out. I was the only person in my class that didn't have to take it. I said, as a biracial person, I can tell you, not only do I not want to speak Spanish, but Hispanic people don't want to hear me butcher the fucking language because they hate me anyway. They don't want to see my ass, and they most certainly don't want to see me speaking Spanish to them. Mm-hmm. So can I just not? Because this is hard enough for me already, just existing and not being Black or Hispanic enough for either party. Why must you insult me and further, like, force me to communicate with both people? And now one of them want to hear what the fuck I had to say anyway. She was like, you know what? You can opt out. I'm like, thanks. Bye.
My Spanish teacher hated me because she would do this thing where she'd be like, oh, we're going to give you a Spanish name. And I'm like, if you mispronounce my fucking name, I will not respond to you. And I wouldn't respond to her in class. But she would, like, because, you know, my comatose name, as I like to say, Rihanna. And then she'd be like, Rihanna in class or whatever. She was this white lady, first of all, teaching Spanish. So there's the first mistake. But she's like, Rihanna. And I'm like, if you do not, my name doesn't change because it's Spanish, you dumb bitch. Like, and my brother, she would call him Ruperto. And I'm like, it's just Rupert. You don't add it. I'm like, this seems racist. Like, it's like changing people's names to be more Spanish.
Homegirl. That is ridiculous. Yes. That is ridiculous. I wish the fuck she would do that. Okay, you're named after a car. Let's go and call you Mercedes. Bitch.
If you the door. Come out my face. And I literally would not respond to her in class if she used that name. And then she was like, why won't you? You're being disrespectful. And I'm like, you're being disrespectful by butchering the name with which I've asked you to call me. Like, that's disrespectful. Like, if I were to go to another country, if I go to a Spanish-speaking country and I told them my name was Rihanna, they would say Rihanna. They would not completely change. What is this? Reverse colonialism?
Yes.
Like, what is going on here? Like, homegirl. Like, they would not do that. Like, you crazy lady. Like, not to say that there isn't, like, Hispanic ways to pronounce certain names, but, like,
they don't pertain to us.
Exactly.
They don't pertain to us. And I can tell you that for a fact. My stepmother calls me Mary. She does not call me Maria.
But why?
Because I am not Hispanic to her. Even though she's clearly got my dad's dick in her mouth. I am not Maria. I am Mary.
All right. No comment on that one. But I'll just make a face over here that people can't.
Well,
all right. No, okay.
It's true.
But you know what? I have to say something. I have to give a shout out to my sixth grade teacher, Miss Chauvin, for teaching us our ABCs in sign language. I appreciate you for doing that. I mean, I know a little something. I appreciated that because she was hard on us for that. She's like, you're going to sit up here and you're going to learn it. And every time we would sit in the classroom and we'll just be, you know, doing the letters, you know, spelling out a sentence in the sign language just to speak with each other. Shout out to Miss Chauvin at Gretna Middle. Love you, girl. Thank you.
We stan. So why are you laughing?
It's how you said it.
Right.
How did I say it?
The way you said you like, we stan. Anyways.
Right, so. Just moved on super quick.
Yeah, I don't know the woman.
Like that shit just didn't apply.
I don't know what to say about her. I was trying to fill dead air because you're like, shout out to her. And then there was like nothing. And I was like.
She was like, that's just old news.
Pop off. Okay. Like, I don't freaking know.
Shit is old news.
I'm trying to be supportive. Listen, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. At least you tried. I appreciate that, though.
Right?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for appreciating me after you bullied me.
Oh!
Fun of me.
Gotta go right now. Gotta go.
Oh, no.
Not you turning off your camera.
Oh, no. We lost her. Marcia. Okay,
I think
there
I
we
found
go.
The Bakugo to my Deku. You're bullying me.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of sweater is that? It's a Star Wars sweater.
It's like the Tatooine, not the Tatooine.
It's
a
spirit jersey?
Gosh. Yeah, the spirit jersey, but this is indoor.
Is it? What do it say on the back?
Let me send you a
Can
picture.
I see it?
I'm gonna send it in the group chat.
Okay. It looks cute though. Is it blue or is my camera just jacked up?
Oh no, it's blue.
Oh. I got the Padme one. I'm not mad about it either.
I got that one.
I'm thinking about getting a matching legging.
And I have the Cloud City one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when we ended up going to Disney Hollywood Studios. And I ended up
That is cute.
Buying a whole bunch of shit.
Look, them spirit jerseys, that shit ain't cheap.
Isn't there
that
not?
Shit ain't cheap. Listener, that shit ain't cheap. Listener, I need you to know that's almost a buck for a spirit jersey coming up out of Disney. This shit ain't cheap. No.
That shit was
that
fucking
Padme,
expensive.
That Padme spirit jersey was like a buck with that shipping shit, and handling. Yeah. I'm like, damn. It's hard times out here.
And I think y'all saw me in the Cloud City one.
I might have, but I'm also like constantly stressed, man. Yeah, my mental is under assault all the time.
We're all in the same category together.
Ain't that it? You know, that's dope.
I'm taking a grippy sock vacation. Let me know so I could go at the same time. And we
no, I was telling Liv that. Yo, I was just telling Liv that and Ben that we should get a cabin. And that way we get like a 6-bedroom cabin. We all meet somewhere in Tennessee. And we spend a weekend.
Why are you trying to get me to Tennessee?
Well, there's a casino out there, but that's not really what's important about Tennessee. I like it out there because the weather's good. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. And they have those hot tub like cabins that are dope, and you can make like breakfast. They got a hot plate on them and everything. It's really nice. And there's this thing called Magic Quest there. And it's like a live action role play thing that you can do. And
you can have just woken a memory up in within me.
I went there with Tom. The first time we went together and we went and we did this mirror maze and I was laughing the whole time and he was crying like a little bitch. And I'm like, why are you crying? And he's like, this is awful. Like, cause there was like a bunch of like EDM music on and we were like lost in the maze and there were strobe lights and shit. And he's like, I can't handle this. I'm having a panic attack. I'm like, nigga, this is what it's like to be on drugs. I'm at home. Like, what are you talking about? I felt so calm. He's like, how the fuck are you not crying? I'm like, this is my life. Like, this is what it's like to be me. It was the closest we ever came to like switching brains. Anyway, it was cool. I got out the mirror maze.
When I visited Tennessee when I was younger, my parents were like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, oh, can we do Magic Quest? And my parents were like, no, we can't. It's too expensive. And
fuck that. That shit is fire. That shit is fire, and everyone should go. Oh, it was dope. You can get a wand, and yeah, I mean, like, you can be casting spells and shit. And then
that's
the dwarf was like, ooh, and I was like, bitch, da, and he was gone. Right? And then there was this magic door, and Tom, like, jumped right into it because he's white. And I was like, nah, I'm going to hang back. I ain't going in no magical door. Like, that don't work for us. It's like, what are you talking about? He's like, this is a children's game. I'm like, nah, I don't trust it, though.
It don't matter.
Right? Don't matter. Like, are there brown people on the other side of the door? Show me your arm. Like, I ain't going in there.
Show me your arm.
I need to know I'm okay.
And all you see is this.
Right? Then I know I'm good.
But you can't even trust that. They might just be sticking an arm out.
Right?
Like off of a Toy Story.
Right? Well, it could be that.
Guys, would you give me a hand?
This is really morbid.
That's true, though. But yeah, we should go. The point of the story is we should all meet in Tennessee and go to Magic Quest because it's fire. Oh my God. I was pushing kids out the way. I'm like, nigga, I got the scroll. As a grown adult person. Like, I was like 29 then. And I'm like, nigga, I got the wand. Like, let's go.
Mommy, I want the wand.
Because you got to go on a quest to get, like, the goblet, the wand, the scroll, and the elf stone or whatever. I'm like, nigga, I got all that shit.
What's the name of it again?
It's called Magic Quest. It's fire. It's like a live action role play. I thought it was fun.
You when I say you literally woken up like a childhood trauma.
We're going to make it better, though, because we're all going to go do it.
Yes. I'm going to tell you this right now. I will be insufferable.
That's okay.
And cosplay, most likely.
Cool. But we need to get like a 6-bedroom cabin.
We're all going to be like at Celebration. Well, most of us I think are going to be at Celebration.
Celebration's in May.
Yeah, that's why I said summer. That will be our summer gathering.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a fall gathering.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we will. And we'll tell spooky stories.
No, we will not. We will not do that. Not me. I will.
Not I.
But not I.
Really?
I do not do scary stories.
I do really? I don't do scary stories. Scary.
All right.
Anything scary.
Soft.
Okay.
We'll tell a not so scary story.
I mean, like, psychological horrors are fine, but when it comes down to, like.
No.
You don't like psychological.
I don't like scary stuff. I don't like scary stuff.
Oh, B, you really are baby.
I am baby. I don't like scary stuff. I was in my pants. I was literally.
I'm done. My nigga. Get up, Craig. Get up, Craig.
Come on, Craig. Come on, Craig. Get up, Craig. Come on, Craig.
Oh, my God.
Craig, get up.
I can't.
Oh, listener, didn't you miss us?
All right. What up, listener?
But you got knocked the fuck out.
You thought this was a real episode. Shame on you. You didn't learn
this
shit.
A real episode.
To loop it back around to Star Wars.
Okay.
Fuck. Boba Fett is very attractive. I'll say that. And that's all I have to say about that.
Little one.
Huh?
Little one. Isn't that what he said in the Mandalorian episode?
Ruined. Yes, that exactly is what he said. If he said that to me, I'd be like, tuck my non-existent hair behind my ear. My bald-headed ass. Like,
look.
Hair tuck.
I mean, yeah, at least you rocking that shit.
A lot of people are all about that shit, so don't let that stop.
Bald-head-ho shit.
Look. You can always get a wig. You can cop a wig if you want. Your hair is not regulation because it's unkempt and unruly.
Exactly.
Or is it black hair?
Exactly. So now that my head's bald, I'm like, where is my hair unkempt? There is none.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about your pubic hair.
There ain't none down here.
Because obviously they can't mind any goddamn business. I'll be like, you must be talking about my bald hair.
You must be talking about the hair on my black ass, which you can kiss.
I wax it.
And I don't have the energy to keep doing it. It's cool. I'm single as fuck. Ain't nobody seeing my black ass. I don't care if it's hairy.
Valid.
It keeps me warm in the winters.
Listen.
Like they would say, Somebody gonna find, B's gonna be like, look, I didn't shave my ass or wax it. I don't give a damn. I like hairy asses.
Whoever I end up with, better respect. I'm like, unless you pay to get worries. Me every good month, Lord. This is how you gonna have to like it. You're gonna have to like it. Unless you paying for me to deal with this, I'm not. No.
Natural.
I don't give a fuck if you, like, okay, this is another tone, sis. Men who don't like body hair are the weakest link. I'm
for real.
You're the weakest
link. Those are boys. Those are not men. Those are boys.
Children.
Don't tell somebody else what to do with their body hair.
That and stretch marks. Period. I don't tell a woman. Don't. Because what I have to say, social media has made this whole stereotype that women have a perfect shape. They're supposed to look like this. They're supposed to be small at the waist, big in the hips, and have these big ass breasts. And they're like, that's how a body should look. Okay, but when a woman actually has that naturally, but she has a little tummy to it, that's not real. Bitch, that's the fuck it is. She got stretch marks. She doesn't have stretch marks. She edited that shit. That stuff is edited.
Yeah, it's airbrushed.
It's not real.
Yeah, none of it's real.
None of that shit. The ass, the titties, the lips. Mm-mm.
All but you know, it doesn't, like, I feel like it's like, it, like, really doesn't freaking matter. Like, you know, like real, fake. Not like I just feel like the standards that like men have for women is just like an entitlement they feel over women's bodies, and it really has nothing to do with women and what they look like, whether it's real or fake or not. It's just men constantly moving the goalpost, so women are constantly chasing after them. So we have to worry about other pointless BS before we can get to the actual goals of, like, the movement and things like that. And it's all subconscious. But it's constantly, like, there's always some issue. Like, there's this, like, this YouTuber who's a gamer. He's a younger man, like, in his, like, I think he's, like, early 20s. I forget the name of the YouTuber. But he was, like, name one hobby a teenage girl can have that she will not be made fun of for. And he's, like, you can't name one. Because anytime women or girls like anything, it is ridiculed and mocked. Even if a guy likes it, they don't like it. Anything a girl does is mocked, or anything a woman does is mocked, and it's just pure misogyny. So when guys are like talking about like beauty standards, there's no consensus because it's not actually about what they find attractive. What they find attractive is a woman who's insecure in her own greatness. Because that means that they can control that woman. It has nothing to do with actual features. And they're lying to themselves if they say otherwise. Because there's plenty of, like, mediocre men that I've been with who I definitely look better than. And as soon as I get with them, they treat me like utter shit. Because, like, that's how they feel better about themselves.
Come on.
Like, you know? And it has nothing to do with actual beauty standards. Because there's so many women that I'm like, you're absolutely gorgeous. And they're like, I've been told I'm, like, hideous by, like, other men. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, hello? Like, even myself, like, I'm like, I know, like, factually, like, I'm attractive or whatever. But there's some times where I feel like I'm the ugliest human being on the face of the earth just because of, like, that's how I've been socialized to view myself. Even though I know for a fact it's not true.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, this complete mindfuckery that, like, we have to, like, overstep before we even get to accomplishing anything real. And it's just so fucking frustrating.
It's so weird to me, like, the public shaming that goes on, especially around, like, stretch marks and women who have given birth, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Because that is what our bodies are really designed to do. It's so weird to me how you say you're a straight man and you love women, but when women do what they're programmed to do, which is give birth, not only are you not in support of it, but you actually go out of your way to, like, ridicule a woman. Yeah. Like, those stretch marks indicate that she has given her all, right? She has given a part of her soul to a man to create this child, right? She has made this beautiful sacrifice, right? Of herself, of her time, of her body, of her mind. Because look, breastfeeding is not easy. It takes a lot of energy out of you. And this is a perfect time for you to run up in somebody's comments and make fun of a goddamn stretch mark. Get the fuck out of here. I don't even want to hear that shit. I don't even think those guys are really attracted to women. I think they're attracted to, like, fembots. The idea of women. Right?
Yeah.
Because who we are and what you think we are two completely separate things. It's so weird to me because, like, a woman's body is designed that way, not for you, but to procreate, right? But they just can't think beyond themselves, right? Mm-hmm. They're just so operating on such a micro level that it's like a woman's body must only exist to please me. Like, no, that's not it at all, period.
Yeah.
And it's like anytime a woman's body is actually, you know, her own, or she chooses to do one of the functions that it was created to do, like, now we need to tell her she's too fat. Now we need to shame her. Why isn't she with her children all the time? Like, just get out of here. Get out of here. You don't understand anything about women.
I feel like also the way that patriarchy functions makes women into objects. So, like, and goals. So, like, if a man gets a woman that's attractive, like, and smart and intelligent, like these men who go to colleges and find an attractive woman who's educated and all these things, and immediately, once they end up together, they no longer want that woman to act on any of those instincts. They just want them to be like trophy material, right? And it's like, so it's like a goal. It's like a trophy, and they want to objectify women. And I think men get frustrated and resent women when we do not allow ourselves to become objects, when we're like acting in a way that's like against how they think. It's like they feel like, you know, when they're like, oh, talking about like false advertisement and like photos and things like that, because that's how they think of it is as, because they're like, oh, women are like objects and like they're supposed to act a certain way, and when we don't act that way, they have like this huge resentment towards us because we're not fitting the bill of what they are told that they
how
are,
dare we think for ourselves.
Yeah,
how dare
you act in a way that's not beneficial to me. How dare, like, and these are objects that they can go out and like grab. They think, because like, you know, when you buy a car, you have expectations for the car, and the car.
But I'm not a car.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
But like that, they keep us in the same mentality, because like a
category
car and a woman and a house are things you could show to your male buddies. Be like, look, I'm the big dog.
I own
what
this.
I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is mine.
Absolutely.
And they see in the same thing. But like when you get a house or a car, if they're not functioning properly, you go and you complain to the people that you bought it from. But
right.
You can't do that with a woman. Despite
well, he has. He called my daddy all the time. My daddy act like he don't speak English.
Yeah, like, and even if they do, that, they can't, like, change anything fundamentally about you, like.
Yeah, we ain't got a prenup.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, I feel like so many men just have this huge resentment towards women, and like you said, I don't think most straight men don't actually like women.
No,
they don't actually like women. Like, they have
if they,
no,
don't eat pussy on a regular, they don't like women. If they don't support women's rights, they don't like women. If they don't support a woman's right to choose, you don't like women. You just don't like us. And that's okay, but you should really accept the fact that you are not a straight man. Because straight men support women. They want women around. They celebrate women. They understand that they ain't shit without a woman, because somebody chose life for their ass. Like, I don't understand what's so hard about that. Like, it's really weird.
He don't date black women because he date boys.
Well, hey, that's cool too. But,
yes.
You know, here's
but
the thing.
But I'd rather you be honest than hiding it.
That's it.
That's
but
just
like,
tell
that's the thing with like patriarchy and misogyny and things like that, because they hate their hatred of women is so deep that's like they don't want to be perceived as feminine, and queerness is perceived as feminine. So they, even if they were attracted to a man or whatever, they would never accept that, because that's how deep their hatred of women goes, that they refuse to be perceived as anything feminine. Because that's what they think queer men are. They think queer men are inherently, you know, feminine and femininity is bad.
Right.
And they don't want to be associated with that.
Well, it's because their small brains can only put it into two categories, right? The brain is just so tiny that there's only space for two lines. So that's why they have to put them over there. Because being a homosexual is not feminine. There's nothing inherently feminine about it. It's just their brains are so tiny, they can't fathom any other way of life. So if it's not this, it must be this.
Yeah. Like, one of my friends, no, old friends, we're no longer friends anymore because he came out as the Republican, and I was like, I don't fuck with that. Sorry, not sorry. But we were talking about Star Wars, and he was like, Finn, and how, like, I ship Finn Poe. This was, like, after The Force Awakens. And he made a face, and I'm like, why did you make that face? And he was like, because, you know, we get, like, a black lead, and then people's immediate response is to emasculate him. And I was like, how is him being queer emasculating? Nothing about his character would change. He would just be in love with a man. That's not inherently emasculating. And the fact that you think that is very problematic, and you need to reevaluate why you think that. Because, like, it's not emasculating. Like, they wouldn't, like, as soon as the key says, oh, I love Poe or whatever, nothing about his character up until this point would have changed. He's still Finn, right? And I'm like, why do you think that would detract away from his character? Why do you think that would detract away from the representation that he brings to the screen? He's still a black man. Like, his queerness and his blackness, if they did make him a queer character, would be equal and equally important. And the fact that you can't see that is so deeply problematic. Like,
the black community is not ready for that. I think the black community on the whole is okay with women. Mm-hmm. But when it comes time to talk about a gay black man, oh my God. Yeah. That's not happening. We have, and that's us as a community. And I think that's because so many black Americans are still worshiping a white God.
So you believe God is white? First of all, white man, let me say that I love you, honor you, envy you, enjoy your smell, and I celebrate you in the name of white Jesus. Thank you? No, thank you. Look at that. That's a handsome young man, ain't it? Now, if God looked like Isaac Hayes, you think his son would look like this? That's right. Somebody out there is feeling the spirit.
I am. I am. I feel it.
If you black of skin and full of sin, come forward, so I may lay my hands on you. Black, be gone. Praise white Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And they can't separate that from the rest of life. Like, they're still going by this book that was written by white men for white men. And so they cannot separate that, right? And they have these toxic masculine views that were given to us by the white man. You've been infiltrated and you don't even know it on such a deep level. And you think I'm bad because I'm wearing a damn lace wig. Like, nigga, the white man is in your brain fucking you. Yeah. He's just fucking my wig.
I can't, like, whenever people are, like, so deeply Christian, so deeply religious in the black community, it just brings me concern because I'm like, think about the origins of this. And not to say that, like, again, I was raised Christian.
They're not thinking.
Yeah, like, I was raised Christian. I'm agnostic, so we've already established this. But, like, there are some tenets of, like, Christianity that I find truth in, and I'm not going to dismiss the whole thing outright. Jesus was a real person, you know, like, his teachings were real. But, just, like, the blindness and then, like, the regurgitation of incorrect translations, and then, like, also the regurgitation of things that aren't even in the Bible, even in the homophobic, racist, misogynistic Bible. Some people be creating shit that happened in the Bible that didn't happen in the Bible. Like, people, like, who are against vaccinations, like, it's not in the Bible. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Of course it's not in the Bible.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, like, I always go, what page? I always say, what page? And people are like, well, you know, I don't have the page memorized. And I'm like, then shut the fuck up. Like,
that's bullshit.
Yeah. It's BS. You don't know what you're talking about. It's not
so
Bible.
Weird to me, because it's like Christianity was given to us as a, like, guise to keep us under control. That's the whole reason that the white man chose to share his God with us, is because he could now hold that over our head and say, look, if you're not good, Santa's not coming, you know, type shit. That was it. Like, I don't understand it. If anything, if I ever got interested in a religion, it would probably be to, like, find out what my ancestors in Nigeria were talking about. But, you know, I've seen so much bad shit that I just can't believe that there's somebody up there allowing all this horrible shit to take place. Yes. Like, if that's true and there really is somebody up there, then I hate them. Hmm. I'm really, really upset to learn that you've been sitting here watching this the whole time like a bad version of the Kardashian show, and you didn't help us. You knew that this vaccine, that this virus would happen. You knew that cancer would hit children. You saw that little girl get raped in the alley and you did nothing. Like, I would be so angry to know that. Like, I don't think anything would anger me more. So I hope I'm right and there's nothing up there. I could deal with aliens better.
Yeah.
I could see me burning it down. Like, this ain't... wait, what? You were here the whole time and you didn't help us? I want to speak to the manager.
Hello. I was like, I'll never forget that time. Like, it took me, what movie was it? Roots. It took me at that moment. I think it was probably the remake that they ended up making. I watched that one and it was a scene where Kunta was taken in and he was on the plantation and he woke up and then, like, you know, this, you know, other slave was talking to him, and then all of a sudden Kunta's is on his knees praying to his God, and the black man said, you better stop doing that because the white man don't like that. He gonna give you somebody else to believe in. And that's when I realized that this shit was just made up just to put us in our place and keep us in control. And that's when I stopped believing. And then I told my brother about it. He told my mom, who's, you know, she's a big Christian person because she grew up in a Christian house. And when he told her that, she just sat up there quiet. She ain't had nothing to say.
Because those are the facts. Like, it was given as a way to placate us. Like, and also so white women could feel better about themselves. Now they can cement themselves as the Glinda the Good Witch teaching the uncivilized savage Negroes how to read. And it made her feel better about living in the big house and fucking all those Negroes. Because she was giving back to the community. It's not giving back if you're raping that same community. You're not giving back. You're just an asshole. Thanks. Bye. Like, I'm fucking done. Like, and they're still doing it to this day. They're bragging about going on mission trips to here and there. But meanwhile, you picking up pussy in downtown urban areas. Like, you're not giving back to the community. Because you're also giving it herpes. So, stop. How about we just stop, okay? Jesus. Annoying. I think I'm off my soapbox. So, anyway, Star Wars.
You know what? When we're having this conversation... Okay, so, like, I have a friend on TikTok who is a hardcore Jedi defender. And they're, like, always, like, the Jedi weren't a cult. Blah, 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 blah. And they basically said that a lot of people's religious trauma blurs their perception of the Jedi. And I'm like, true. But I'm like, from, like, thinking about, like, Ahsoka, who was taken from her homeworld and given this religion and then abandoned by that religion when she did not fit into it. As a black person coming into that, like... how can I not see the Jedi as villainous, right? Like, the High Republic people are like, oh, the High Republic makes the Jedi look better. And I'm like, the High Republic just makes me emphasize, like, all the ways in which the Jedi failed themselves. Because much like Christianity, if you read the Bible, there are some problematic elements in it that are contradictory. But, like, you know, some of the stories are just like, yeah, I can agree with this, right? It makes sense. All at the heart of it, it's good. But, like, and so I was thinking about that, like, I, even if the Jedi aren't a cult, right, like, I still don't stand by them, and I still think that they're inherently problematic, right? Because people are like, oh, they don't kidnap children. Okay, but, like, they, I mean, they ask people if they can take their kid, but, like, what else, what are people going to say to, like, this massive order that's coming by to take, like, to ask mm-hmm. them for their kid, saying, oh, your kid is special and has, and I'm like, there's, in at least in canon, there's no story where there's, like, no, we don't want you to take our kid. Like, there's no mm-hmm. instance of that. So we don't know how, like, the Jedi would react to them, someone going, like, no thanks. Like, you know?
Right? Right.
Cause, it's like,
a good,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a good point. Yeah. Like, some people might feel pressure just because the Jedi are in Coruscant making moves. Like, they're right up under the Chancellor. Like, you know, that's the heart of the whole, like, galaxy. Like, some people would feel some pressure, like, I can't say no to the Jedi, like, and basically, like, generals.
Yeah.
You know, in this war.
Like, at some point, like, the Christian church, like, the Christian church was basically like that. Like, the
Crusades, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, the Crusades, like, there has not been, like, a Jedi Crusade in that same sense, but, like, definitely, like, would you say no, like, if a priest, like, in a certain time period, if a priest came up to you and were like, your child has, like, a gift and we want to take him to, like,
and they're armed with a weapon.
And we want to take them in to learn the way of God. Like, would you say no? How could you say no to that when that body of power has so much influence? Like, what are you going to say? Like, yeah, so it's like the illusion of choice that's in mm-hmm. both Christianity and the Jedi that kind of bother me.
Like, and there's, like, this mythic, like, almost, like, mythical clout around the Jedi. Like, there's these mm-hmm. stories. Some of them are completely, like, BS. Like, that Luke Skywalker book. Like, these short stories about Luke. Like, some of them make them out to be gods. Like, if mm-hmm. you're in a simple civilization like the Tolls from Clone Wars, where mm-hmm. Senator Chuchi from Pantora was there. Like, they're a simple culture. They don't read or write, you know. And these essential, like, light-wielding gods come down from on high and tell you your child is special and they want to take your child with them. Like, who am I to deny God? You know what I mean? And we're back at, you know, Massa saying that you're out in the field because God put you there, you know?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Like what you were saying earlier when you said that we were given this religion, I'm like, this is a very kind way to put it. When, mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm like, because, like, it was, like, forced down their throats, really. And
with a whip, yeah.
Yeah, like, and their cultures were, like, stripped from them. It wasn't, like, mm-hmm. much of a choice. It was, like, you know? And so I'm just, like, not to say that, like, the church hasn't had its place in a lot of Black liberation movements, and I feel like that's why we kind of can't get rid of it. Like,
when the civil rights movement, it was instrumental in the civil rights movement, I think.
Yeah, because, like, are white people gonna fuck with church? We're gonna meet at the church. Yeah. I mean, yes, they have, but, like, they're less likely to, like, go True. Fuck up a church, you know?
True.
Yeah. Because if they come in there at the church, like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, praying. What are you talking about?
Right. It's a good cover, if nothing else. Yeah. I wouldn't go back into a church for any amount of money. But, you know, I understand the sentiment. It makes sense. But, yeah, to your point with the Jedi, man. And I think there is a version of a world where the Jedi work, but I don't see that ever happening. But I do believe that there could be a version of life where the Jedi actually aren't dicks.
Yeah. Like, something, like, I asked my friend, I'm like, oh, I, like in the High Republic, they talk about Wayfinder. I think that's what they're called, Wayfinders. I'm pretty sure. Pathfinders, Wayfinder? I think it's Wayfinders.
You mean a Holocron?
No, not the Holocron. There's...
A Pathfinder is like a Nissan. That's like an SUV, right?
In the High Republic, they introduced, like, a type of Jedi who isn't, like, directly connected to the Order, but they go off and do their own thing. And I think they're called Wayfinders. And
bullshit! Bullshit! That's called Quinlan Vos. That's been a thing. I call bullshit on the whole High Republic. Y'all be lying. I've been... Look, Clone Wars did that shit first.
I think he would have been classified as one of those. I think so. But like
Dave Filoni already did that there. Why y'all lying?
Oh yeah. But yeah, I was like interested. I'm like when I was reading that, and I'm like, see, but like, what's interesting to me? I'm like, that seems like a path that would have been beneficial to Anakin. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like he would have been a good option for him because it's not like he was opposed to the Jedi belief system, right?
Right.
And it's also like if you look at like a lot of people defend the Jedi Order. I'm like, oh, the Jedi Order doesn't say that you need to be celibate. It just says you just don't need to have attachments. So technically, Anakin didn't have to keep his marriage in secret, which is true. Technically, he didn't have to keep it secret. There's plenty of other Jedi who were married. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but it's like the fact that
I disagree.
I feel like it's the fact that the Jedi Order did not make him feel comfortable enough to come forward with that is the problem. Because it's like how like the Christian church is like, oh, we love everybody. I'm like, do you love everybody? Because if I were to come out and say something, how would you react to it? Even though you say that you love everyone. Yeah. That because you love all God's children, but that do I feel that from you, right? And I feel like that's also a problem with the Jedi Order. Like yeah, on paper, all these things, Anakin could have been married, Anakin didn't have to be celibate, Anakin could have been a wayfinder, but he wasn't. So why didn't he feel comfortable like being any of those things in the Jedi Order?
I don't think that path was open at that point in time because of the war. Like, I feel like even Quinlan Vos became a general at some point in time, and I think they kind of shored that up.
So fucked up. Like, Jedi says, oh, you can do all these things. Like, it's a choice. But then when we need you to be fighting, we're going to force you to fight a war. Like, how they had, like, Padawan. Like, Ahsoka had no business fighting in that war.
Yeah. Right? She was a child. Yeah.
But they're like, okay, we're going to push. That was a plot point. Like, they pushed forward her training. They're like, you're too young for this, but they're like, they needed more fighters.
Yeah, and they just need hands on the field. Yeah
they like reneged on their like morals just
for sure
for a war they had no business fighting in the first place.
I don't feel like Anakin should have came forward even if everything with the Jedi Order was Gucci. Like, as a woman in leadership, when people find out that you're like having a relationship with someone, they judge you. So I feel like it would have limited Padme's efficacy if people knew she had a caller, if she had a male suitor. Like, it would have been used against her politically.
You know what? Part of me feels like of Padme's attraction to Anakin was the fact that, like, she has been a politician since she was a teenager.
Come on.
Anakin had like this wildness to him and this freedom that she never had.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the attraction that she had to Anakin. I feel like in their plans, like after the war, they both, I'm like 100% sure, like after they're in their minds fully after the war, they're both going to leave the Jedi Order and leave politicking. And go off on their own. I fully believe that was both of their plans in their head. That, like, after the war, because they both have, like, this sense of, like, duty and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like, again, like, Anakin's dedication was, he said so much as in the Clone Wars in the episode where he gave Padme his lightsaber, like, you are my priority. Mm-hmm. And, like,
they both after were the saddled war, with that.
Yeah.
With that duty. Yeah, because as a young slave, you learn very early in life that your pleasure and your happiness are not even in the equation, right?
Yeah.
So it's very easy for him to step into the role of Jedi, you know, because he's already kind of used to putting his feelings on hold, right? Mm-hmm. And same for Padme. Like, she didn't, her life was not her own. Like, she was groomed from a very early age and selected for certain activities, you know? So, yeah, I get that. They needed each other. Bring Portman back. Disney, what's up? It's your girl.
We're here today with film star Natalie Portman. Now, Natalie, the last time you were here, I heard things got a little out of control.
Yeah, well, I was going through a really weird time then, but I've matured a lot.
Why don't you fill us in on what it's like to be you?
Okay, you bitch.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Portman. Yeah. Your husband and his best friend just as Portman. You know what's big, 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 big.
put a dildo on it. Switch place. Danny's dissolving in my pino. My man dance, but he's not a ballerino. Yeah, he twinkled his toes, but he give me good pito. Wrap a good burrito.
Say, it seems like you're almost exactly the same, but with current references.
Untrue. I'm a mother now. It's really changed my perspective.
And do you find it difficult juggling kids in a career?
You can juggle these nuts.
What?
I don't dance now. I make mommy moves. When I gave birth, I didn't even push. I was blazed out smoking bomb kush. When my water broke, you know what, you're on the doctor.
Natalie, have you seen the new Star Wars movies?
No.
Oh, they're really good. They're much better than...
Better than what? Say something about the mother. Say something nice about Jar Jar Binks. Now kiss him right on his 17. While I sit dead on your face and take it.
Bring Portman back. She's the GOAT.
I feel like... If when he first said that, I was like, to do what though? I feel like they would have to figure out
flashback Kenobi.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if we do flashback.
We've come to another great episode of Sisters with Sabers. I'd like to thank you for listening, listener. Ladies, socials.
I think Portia might have fallen asleep.
You can follow Portia on Twitter. At Portia Ariel _, right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Good morning.
And you can send her a bedtime story there, too, as well. You follow me at Blurred Girl Jedi and all of the girls at Sabers With on Twitter. And you can follow my 3-year-old, if you like 3-year-olds, on Instagram at a kid named Ahsoka.
You can find me at BinaBees_. On everything. I make it sweet and simple for you guys. That's BinaBees_. Love y'all.
Have a great night. We'll see you on the next one. It ain't gonna eat itself.